AcerDBU's liquid-cooled Switch Alpha 12 convertible tablet. Does a tablet really need to be liquid-cooled?
No, liquid-cooled. It's they call it. So this is essentially a surface
tablet,
right? Yeah, and it uses a heat pipe, or they call it the Space Age Cooling Acer Liquid Loop, I guess.
No, what the rest of the industry has been calling a heat pipe for the last decade plus.
And it's essentially a competitor to the Microsoft Surface tablets, right? Like, it is a tablet with a kickstand that has a magnetically attached keyboard that looks really nice. I haven't seen it in person. It's called the Switch Alpha 12. It's fanless and has Core i3, i5, or i7 Skylake-based processors. And it's a 12-inch 2160 by 1440 resolution screen, which I'm trying to, now I'm going to try to figure out what resolution that is. That's what the heck is that? Does that math work out to? Aspect ratio of 1.5, so 3:2. So it's a 3:2 screen, I guess. So, okay, that makes a lot more sense now. But it looks like a nice piece of hardware. Little bit overkill on the branding or the marketing for the cooling, I guess. But,
well, if you're competing with Microsoft, you might want to, you know, erring to overkill on branding might not be a bad idea.
That's right. So they were trying to figure out a way to point out that it was fanless, and they had to use something more than just a heatsink, like it's a typical copper heatsink, to get it to be a fanless design, because even the Surface Pro 4 does have a fan in it. So, it's supposed to start at $599, but I don't know exactly what specs. I'm going to guess 128 gigs, 4 gigs of RAM, and the Core i3 processor would be my guess. So that's as guess as any.
If that sounded a little, you know, something, what Ryan just said, it's because we've seen a lot of companies launching expensive tablet lineups with an $800 safe configuration that's fundamentally a miserable user experience, because, for example, it's running 4 gigabytes of RAM and a Core M processor or something. I've found that a little. Some of the entry level machine specs are really deceiving. So you need to spend like $100 to $200 more to get something you would actually want to use on a daily basis. Don't run 4 gigabytes of RAM. At least 8, please.